Be'ez Hashem Mitzvah, we begin the sixth of the halachas in the Sefer Zeraim, the Hilchas Bikurim, the laws of the first fruits, Im Shor Matnas Kunash Begevulim, with all the other gifts for the Kahanim out of Yerushalayim, which Yesh Bechlon Tesha Mitzvahs. In these categories of these halachas is 9 commandments, Shemayin Mitzvahs Asay, 8 positive commandments, Vachas Mitzvahs Asay, and 1 negative prohibition, and these are their specifics. Aleph 1, Lahafish Bikurim, to separate the first fruit, Ulalos and Mamigdash, and bring it up to the base of Migdash. Bayez number 2, Shleyech, Lakan Bikurim Chus Lisham, the Kam Shana, eat the Bikurim, the first fruits out of Yerushalayim. Gimel number 3, Likur Salayim, to recite the parsha that relates to them. Dal number 4, Lahafish Chala, Koyin, to separate Chala from the dough to the Koyin. Hey, number 5, Losis Lakoyin, to give to the Koyin, Zroya, the form, Lachayim, the jaw, Bekeba, more the fourth of the stomachs of the ruminant, of the kosher animal. Vav number 6, Litin Larish, the gaze, to give to him the first shearings of the wool of the animal. Zion number 7, Liftis Aben, to redeem the firstborn son, Belitin Pidyon Lakoin, to give the redemption money to the Kain. Ches number 8, Liftis Petach Amar, to redeem the firstborn donkey, Belitin Pidyon Lakoin, to give the redemption to the Kain. Test number 9, Larv Petach Amar, to decapitate the firstborn donkey, Im Leirot Slob Daisa, if he doesn't want to redeem them, Uber Mitzis Elu Barakam Elu. An explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, where there are 12 chapters. In Perak Alf, the Ram is going to discuss the 24 Matnas Kohuna. Perak Beis Tadal is going to discuss the laws of Bikurim, which is the title of the Salachas of the first fruits. In Perak Hei Teches, he's going to discuss the Halachas of Chalom, separating from the dough to give it to the Kohen. In Halacha Perak Test and Yud, he's going to discuss regarding the Matnas that are given from an animal. And in Perak Yud Alf and Yud Beis, he's going to discuss the redemption of the firstborns, with this by animals and by these human beings. So in Perak Rishon, Ram begins the first Perak discussing, like we said, the 24 Matnas Kohuna. Halacha Alf, the Ram gives an introduction. It says, there were 24 gifts that were given to the Kohanim. And all them are explicit in the Torah. And all them, there was a covenant that was given to Aaron HaKohen. And then any Kohen that does not agree, does not admit to these Matnas Kohanim, in the Chelik B'Kohanim, he has no portion of the Kohanim, meaning he has no right to do the Avodah. And by Enos L'matana, Mehen, and we neither do we give him any one of these gifts. Halacha Beis, B'chol Lo'eichel Matana Shesh B'Kedusha. Whoever eats one of these gifts, they have sanctity, which some do, some don't. For example, like Truma Chal, which are holy. So Mevarach, he makes a bracha, Hashem Kedushonu B'Kedushasei Shel Aaron, that Hashem, that he commanded us, he sanctified us with the sanctity of Aaron. But Tzivonu Lechol Kach B'Kach, and he commanded us to eat whatever it is, this and this, whatever it is that he's eating, he has a bracha that he makes in it. Now, Allah Gimel the Rambam describes this number 24 according to the places of where it's eaten and according to the rights that one has in them. Halacha Gimel. Shmeina matanas mehen. From these 24, 8 of them, of these gifts, ein oichel noisim ha-kahanim el b'mikdosh, the Kama only eat them in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdosh, lefnim mechomis azara, within the walls of the courtyard, meaning which is what's known as the Ezes Yisrael, not the Ezes Nashim, which is beyond those walls. V'chamesh matanas, and 5 of the gifts, ein oichel noisim el Yerushalayim, lefnim mechomis azara, can only eat them at least from within Yerushalayim, within the walls of the city. V'chamesh matanas, ein zeich min ha-tayra, el Beretz Yisrael bevad. 5 of these gifts, one only biblically has the rights in them, only in the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'chamesh matanas, and 5 of the gifts, zeich min min be'oretz v'mechutz la'oretz, the person, the kohen, has the right, whether in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael. Matana achas, zeich min b'min ha-mikdash, and 1 of the gifts actually doesn't come from the Yisraelim, from the Jewish people, actually comes from the Beis HaMikdash, from the temple itself. As Ram explains, what are the 8 gifts that are only eaten in the temple complex? Besachar chatas, the meat of the carbon chatas, of the sin offering, whether it's a chatas that's a bird chatas, whether that of an animal chatas. Uvesachar asham, the meat of the carbon of the guilt offering, being tali, whether it's what's called asham tali, when the person doesn't know if he did an aver, brings it, being vade, or definitive, certain averes, specifically our carbon asham. Vizivchish al mitzibur, the carbon of a shlamim that is brought by the tzibur. Umeisar emer, the leftovers of the barley offering brought on the second day of Pesach. Ushiyar minchas Yisrael, and the leftovers of flour offerings of a Yisrael, in contrast to mincha b'kayin, which is actually, there's no fistful, rather all of it is burnt. Ushte halechem, the 2 breads that are burnt on Shavuos, v'lechem upon them, the showbread that's brought every single Shabbos, v'loig shemesh shel metzayra, and the loig of oil that's brought by the metzayra, elu einach alam b'mikdash, these 8 things are only eaten in the base of Mikdash. Halacha hey. Now, mohin ha-chamesh inachon el b'Yerushalayim, what are the 5 things that are limited to the perimeter of Yerushalayim? You have chazav b'shoik shel shlamim, you have the breast and the thigh of a karmen shlamim, and the hamur min ha-tayda, that which is separated from the Thanksgiving offering. v'hamurim me'el nazir, and that which is separated from the ram that the nazir brings, u'b'char be'im ta'ira, and the firstborn of the kosher animal, v'abikurim, and that of the first fruits that are brought to the kain in Yerushalayim, elu enecham el Yerushalayim. These five are only eaten in Yerushalayim. Halacha vav, mohin achamash be'eretz Yisrael. What are the five that can be eaten throughout Eretz Yisrael? Say about chuma, which is given to the kain, or chumas ma'isa, that which is the tithe of the tithe the Levi gives to the kain. V'chalem from the dough. Now shloshim kodesh. These three are all holy, as we mentioned before. By holy things you make a special bracha, and you have v'reishis hagez. You have the first shearings of the wool. Ustei achuza, and that of an ancestral field, which those are shneim chum. Those are both considered mundane. Now elu in zachem and menatoyel be'eretz Yisrael. These five things are only biblically merited in Eretz Yisrael. And the in oichlin trumas v'chalas shel Eretz Yisrael be'Eretz Yisrael, and the trumas and the chalas of Eretz Yisrael are only eaten in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why that is because when it's taken out of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered that it becomes tamei in chutz la'aretz. Halacha zayin mohin achamish azeichem and akain b'chamagim. What are the five things that a kain has rights to wherever they are, whether in Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz? So you have hamatanis, you have the gifts that are the zroi l'chaim the keiva, which are given for any kosher animal that is slaughtered. Ufijna ben, the redemption of the firstborn son. Ufetach amur, the redemption of the firstborn donkey. Vigez lager, and that which was stolen from a convert, which Rambam explains in the 8th parak of Hilchas Gezeilo, which those that when the ger is dead and has to be returned, it goes to the kohen. Bacharamim, which specifically chermekanim, which is a certain type of hektish. These five the kohen gets wherever in the world. And mechemishtan chulin l'chodavah, and these five are considered mundane for all halachic purposes. And what's the gift that is the kohen that kohen gets not from a Yisrael, but rather gets it straight from Hekdesh? He that is oyreis ha'olis, the hides of the carbon oilis, which are kachar kasher. V'adin l'shar oyreis kachar kasher, and the same thing applies to all the skins of all the other holiest of holiest carbonas. Kulam l'kahanim, they all go to the kahanim. Halacha tes, the Rambam qualifies the levels of the sanctity of these gifts. So Ashmain Matanas, She'in Lechalim El Bemekdash, the eight gifts that could only be eaten in the Beis HaMekdash, Kulun Kachar Kachamim, they're all considered the highest of the levels of Kedusha, and Ve'in Lechalim El Zechachuhunu, they could only be eaten by the male Kahanim, Kamishas Babam Karmelik, will be explained in their respective place in Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos, and Ubehen Nemer, regarding them it says in the Pasuk Mikra, Kol Zacha Bekanim Yechal Eisai V'Gaymer, that every male of the Kahanim, they could eat it. Halacha Yud, HaChamesh of Yerushalayim, the five in Yerushalayim, Hin Kachim Kalim. Those are the lower level, the lighter level Kachim. V'nachalim L'zachar, Melech Kevitz, they can be eaten by the males and the females. V'hem, then regarding them, it says the Pasuk Mamidbar, L'chod Nesatim, to you, I have given it to you, Ulevenecha, Ulevenecha, to your sons and to your daughters, Itcha, with you, L'chok Eilim, as an everlasting statute. Now, V'afa Pikin, now, even so, although it can be eaten by the females, Ein Etanin, El L'zachar Kuhunim, but it's only given to the male kahanim, shari lanche mishmahin, because it's given to the men of that group that are doing the avodah that day, and that's only men who do the avodah, not the women. Now, Baba Chayr, regarding the firstborn, which is not given to the people of that mishmah, makrivin chelbo v'dameh, they sacrifice its fats and its blood, they makrivin eliyash, and again, the only one that sacrifices is, however, a man, and therefore they give it to the male kahanim, because only a man could do the avodah, and again, if they want to, they could have the females eat with them. And the chiner is kachar kachim, so to the hides of the kachar kachim, ustei achuz in the ancestral field, the charamim regarding the cherim, the gez lager, and the theft of the ger, in zechimim ila anja mishma, the only one that merits them is the men of the mishmer of that day. Ustei achuz is when yoibul falls out and someone who had given it away, and now it goes to the kahanim, so to cherim, who he made a certain type of hektish, and when it was stolen from the ger and it has to be returned. Kamesh's bar, like, will be explained in the respective places. So too, the redemption of the firstborn son, goes to the male kahanim, because it says over there, v'nasata kesel aron levan, you give the money to Aharon and to his sons. Also the firstborn donkey, goes to the male kahanim, because all the firstborns have the same status, which is the bechor of a behemoth tmeya, which is that of a donkey, is compared to the bechor of Adam, which is to the males and not to the females. So you learn, so the gifts that are given to the females, just like the males, are chamash matanas, are specifically these following five gifts. Truma, could be given to a female directly. Truma is meiser, which is the tithing of the tithe that the Levim have to give to the kahanim. The chala, that portion of the dough. Matnas behema, the gifts when a person slaughters a regular animal. But reishis hagez, and the shearings of the first wool. Now, how do you know regarding reishis hagez that's given to the kahanis, to the female kahanim? So the Mike says, Reishis de Gancha, the first of your grain, and your wine and your oil, Reishis Goitzaincha, and the first of the sharings of your flock, Tin Leisha, give to him. Now, Ma, it's comparing the Pasi, Ma Reishis Dagan, just like the first of your grain. Nitenzlan, the Kibis Kezachar, can be given to the females as it is to the males, as the Ram explains in the Chastrumois. Safreisha Gez, which meant there in the Pasi, could also be given to the Kohanas. Now, Lachim Bez, Ram counts a different divisions of these 24 gifts according to the places of where they can be eaten. So Ram says, the sages, they counted these 24 gifts al derech acheres in a different configuration. He said there are 24 gifts of kuhuna that were given to Aaron. They lehin, and they are as follows: 10 that can only be eaten in the base of Mikdash, like we said in Halacha Dal. 4 they can be eaten in Yerushalayim. 10 they can be eaten out of Yerushalayim. Again, some of them in Eretz Yisrael, some of them even out of Eretz Yisrael. As Rambam explains, Halacha Gimel. Esav Mikdash, what are the 10 that have to be eaten in the base of Mikdash? You have Chatas Behema, you have the Chatas of the animal, the Chatas of and the Chatas of the bird, Asham, the guilt offering, Vasham Toli, and that of the, when a person is not sure we did in the bay, brings Asham Toli, Zivich Hasham Tzibur, which is unique on Shavuos, that the Jewish people bring a Shlamim by the whole Tzibur, but like Shem Hasham Metzayer, the Loig oil that the Metzayer brings, Shteha Lechem, the two breads on Shavuos, Vadacham upon them, the showbreads from every single week, Shem Menachis, the leftovers of the flour offerings, and the Maestro Eman, the leftovers of the barley offering brought on the second day of Pesach. Those are 10 that have to be eaten in the base of Mikdash. The 4 that have to be eaten in Yerushalayim and not further out is a bechor, the firstborn animal, the bikurim, those are the first fruits, umurim mitoy devel nazir, that which is separated from the Thanksgiving offering and the ram of the nazir, and ba'aris kachim, and the hides of the kachim of the karbanis that they married from the Beis Hamikdash, whatever the proceeds are, that has to be in Yerushalayim. Halachat Zvav, now Eser Begvun, there are 10 to be that are out of Yerushalayim. Truma, which Truma's Meiser, V'chala, B'reish Zagez, V'matanais, which are referring to that of from an animal, Ophidnya Ben, and redemption of the firstborn son, Ophidim and Chamar, redemption of the firstborn donkey, Stecharamim, the fields of that were Cheirim, Stechuza, the ancestral field that then goes to the Kohen, V'gez Lager, and the robbery from a Ger who has no relatives, which that also goes to the Kohen. Now, says the Rambam, L'fichash, means according to this calculation of how the Chachamim do it, Chashav kalamur mikachim kalam, it considers all that which is separated, which are parts of a lower level carbon that goes to the kanim, matanachas as one gift. Vehin, and they are chazavashaik, the breast and the thigh, hamur mikal zevach shlamim, that gets separated from every carbon shlam, im halechem hamur mem, with the breads that are separated with them, that a portion of that again goes to the kanim. Im hayitaydev, was a Thanksgiving offering, that's im hazroya hamuremes. That's if it was a Thanksgiving offering. Im hazroya hamuremes me'el nazir, together with the forearm, again, if it's specifically a ram of a nazir, im alechem ima, with the bread that's separate with it, im chazav shayik, with the breast and the thigh. And the reason is, ha'ilu shlashim shlamim, since all these three, regular shlam, carbon taida, and el nazir, they're all types of shlamim, so chashim mumim, matanechas, and whatever is separated from them and elevated, and which is given to the ganim, which could be different depending on which specific carbon it is, they're all considered as one in that a list of that which has to be eaten in its specific place of the Kachim Kalam in Yerushalayim. Halacha design, the Ram continues regarding the Matnas Kuhuna, which that we're discussing over here in these halachas. So, Kalam Atanis, Shein Tluiz Bakarbanas, all the gifts that are dependent on Karbanas. So, Tisbor Kalachas Vachas Bimkayim Hilchas Karbanas, each one will explain in its place in the halachas of Karbanas in the 10th parak from Hilchas Maisa Karbanas, Halacha Gimel Tehei. So too, regarding the robbery of a convert, Yispor Belchus Gezil, we'll be explaining the laws of robbery in Perek Ches Halachahe and onward. Ukvar Bianu, we already explained Din Steachuz, the laws of an ancestral field, Din Acharam, the laws of Chermikan, Bechazarach, and the laws of Erechen, which are certain types of Hektish. And within Trumo, Trumas Meis, Bechaz Trumas, we already explained the laws of Truma, Trumas Meis, and the laws of Trumas. Balachas Eilus, so different, these Halachas, and the laws of Bikurim, Avor, says Ram, I'm going to explain Mishpat HaMatanis, Sheintulim HaKarbanis, the laws of the gifts that go to the Gan that are not dependent on Karbanis. And then they are Habikurim, the first fruits, which is the title primary of these halachas, Vachala, and that of that which is separated from the dough in Perikhei and onwards, Vamatanis, and the gifts that are anytime you slaughter a regular animal, that's explained in Periktes, Beresh Agiz, and the shearings of the first wool, that's in Perik Yud, Pinya Ben, regarding the redemption of the firstborn son, in Perik Yud Aleph, and the Petach Amar regarding the firstborn donkey, that's in Perek Yud Beis.